From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. This announcement came from Oslo, Norway today.
The Norwegian Nobel Committee has decided that the Nobel Peace Prize for 2009 is to be awarded to President Barack Obama for his extraordinary efforts to strengthen international diplomacy and cooperation between peoples.
That's Thorbjørn Jagland, the chairman of the Norwegian Nobel Committee. Jagland also cited President Obama's vision of a world without nuclear weapons. Here's NPR's Scott Horsley with more from Washington.
Mr. Obama got news of the prize shortly before 6 a.m. in a wake-up call from Press Secretary Robert Gibbs. The president was said to be humbled by the recognition. The award comes not only early in the day, East Coast time, but early in Mr. Obama's administration. Other sitting presidents, Theodore Roosevelt and Woodrow Wilson, had been in office for years when they won, and former President Jimmy Carter had been out of office more than two decades when he received the Peace Prize in 2002. The Nobel Prize Committee said only very rarely has someone captured the world's attention in the way the president has and given its people hope for a better future. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The Congressional Ethics Committee announced it is expanding its investigation of Charles Rangel, the New York Democrat who chairs the House Ways and Means Committee. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
Congressman Charlie Rangel filed updated tax forms this past summer and paid back taxes on tens of thousands of dollars of income he says he didn't know about before. The Ethics Committee said in a statement that its investigation of Rangel will now include those tax problems. The committee Rangel chairs writes tax legislation. The Ethics Committee was already investigating other complaints about Rangel, that he has improperly used congressional stationery for political solicitations, that he's used a rent-controlled apartment in New York City as a campaign office, and other matters. The committee statement said so far it's authorized nearly 150 subpoenas and interviewed some 34 witnesses in the investigation of Congressman Rangel. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.
Leaders of Japan and South Korea are due in China today for a three-way summit on North Korea and its nuclear programs. China's Premier Wen Jiabao is to brief them on his recent meeting with North Korea's leader Kim Jong-il. Kim recently said North Korea could consider rejoining multi-party talks. Before their trip to China, the Japanese and South Korean leaders met today in Seoul, where they called for a comprehensive agreement rather than a step-by-step approach that would let North Korea bargain over each point to resolve the issue of North Korea's nuclear weapons programs. Stock prices around the world have been essentially steady today. This is NPR News. A big search is underway in India for Maoist insurgents who have killed 18 policemen in an ambush. The attack comes as the authorities prepare for a major offensive against the leftist rebels. NPR's Philip Reeves reports.
Maoist insurgents are active in about one-third of India, mostly in remote forested areas. They regularly carry out attacks, often targeting the security forces, killing more than 250 of them this year alone. Their latest assault happened in the state of Maharashtra. Officials say several hundred Maoists surrounded a police patrol and opened fire. Police and paramilitary forces are now searching the area. India's Maoist insurgency has been simmering away for several decades, but it's recently flared up into a major national issue, particularly after the rebels beheaded a police inspector earlier this week. The government's preparing a big offensive against the insurgents, who have thousands of men and women under arms, fighting, the rebels say, for the rights of India's tribal communities and other impoverished groups. Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.
Myanmar's leading democracy advocate Aung San Suu Kyi met with Western diplomats today to discuss the possibility of lifting international sanctions on her country. Suu Kyi's party won an election there in 1990, but the military rulers never allowed it to lead. She's been detained for 14 of the past 20 years. Suu Kyi had offered the military leaders her help in having trade sanctions lifted, and she met with deputy U.S. and British diplomats at a guest house for about an hour today. There's no word on exactly what was discussed or the outcome. In August, her house arrest was extended by a year and a half. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.